Aniara presents The Brotherland by Stephen Kier. Part 1. Before the Brotherland. Chapter 1. The Elder's Cause had its office at the end of the pedestrian street. The location was practical for an organization that didn't want to miss out on anything, and which had not yet experienced the collective longing for the wilderness. Bengta's arms were full of flag garlands, pastries from the bakery, and fresh branches from her courtyard garden. She parked her rust-speckled moped against the office's walker ramp. She kicked a wedge under the door, letting the breeze from the fjord fill the office. Then she turned on the box of Carmen curlers and hung small flag garlands on Inga's desk lamp. 3 placemats, cups, dessert plates, coffee, and a cinnamon braid. The small arrangement was illuminated by spring rays on the window and flickering streaks of light in the branches on the table. From Bengta's desk wafted the characteristic scent of burned plastic, revealing that the Carmen curlers were now ready for use. The small, spiky rollers had been developed for an entire generation of refined ladies with curl-deficient hairstyles. It was for the same reason that Bengta had received the box from her first husband, who for 4 years had strived to push her into the arms of the ideals of the time. Then they got divorced, and only decades later had Bengta begun to experiment with the curler's intricacies and the clever idea of curling on the go. Bengta and Camilla sang a birthday song for Inga. There was something special about Inga turning 62 half a year before Bengta, as she could share her experiences. Inga began to sniffle when she opened the card and read the little poem. Camilla glanced at Inga and took another piece of the cinnamon braid from the town hall bakery. "Would you like me to read the poem aloud?" Bengta asked. Inga nodded and wiped her eyes with the paper napkin. "Through rain and sleet and other showers, you're steadfast at your post, managing calls and important things, and doesn't flee when the accounting flurry, or when advertisers grumble, for that matter." Bengta looked up from the poem and smiled at Inga. "You speak with members, and the authorities make phone calls about binders and other things. On all the yellow notes you write in many years to come, you smile. Behind your adjustable desk, you hurry also for the cause's sake." Camilla stared at Bengta, dumbfounded. "Thank you so much," said Inga, her eyes fluttering. "It's also from Camilla and the administrative chief," said Bengta. "What?" said Camilla. "Happy birthday, Inga." Bengta smiled. Inga sniffled and wiped a tear from her cheek. "Such a lyrical gift you have." She smiled at Bengta, who sat with her 11 Carmen curlers in her hair and cinnamon braid crumbs on the wide collar of her sweater. An hour later, the editorial group for Full Vigor were having a meeting. The editorial team consisted of Bengta, Inga, and Camilla. The local magazine for the Elder's Cause in Struer was the most important line of communication to the organization's members. It was through Full Vigor that the Elder's Cause had its mouthpiece, where the organization's many departments could mobilize, inspire, recruit, and discuss. "I wonder if the high and mighty gentleman intends to participate," Camilla sneered. "I'm sure he does," said Inga. Inga blushed, gathered her scarf over her chest, and fiddled with the wooden buttons of her cardigan. The new administrative chief from the headquarters had announced his arrival and noted that he would like to attend an editorial meeting. "I think we should get started," said Bengta, pouring coffee into her mug. "Without the administrative chief?" Inga looked at Bengta. "Then he should be here on time," Camilla stated matter-of-factly. There were 2 topics on the agenda: content for next week's issue of Full Vigor and the upcoming spring meeting for the cause's members. "Shall we start by discussing the new exciting initiatives?" Inga looked at Bengta and Camilla. "Of course," said Bengta. "The new initiatives have really created a lovely atmosphere in Full Vigor," Inga began. "Perhaps we could have even more of that." "You'll need to be more specific," Camilla mumbled, opening a can of Coke. "I'm thinking of the Voice of the Fjord," Inga replied. "It's such a wonderful start to the week when you turn to page 11 and are struck by the poetry. You sense the hope and feel the joy of life's little moments. We're living in a time where there's a need for powerful poetry," she explained. "Yes, but the question is, should these kinds of fantasies take space away from the cause's other messages?"